Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, as you know, Irish peacekeepers had to withdraw from a patrol in South Lebanon after coming under fire from the Israeli army yesterday. The Thánaiste, the Simon Harris, was chatting to Pat a little earlier. He described the incident as deeply worrying, with the Defence Forces, though, confirming that no Irish troops were injured during the incident. Former Defence Forces member Mark Keeley is with me on the line today. Mark, your reaction when you heard that news yesterday?
Hi, Andrew. Thanks very much for having me on the show. My reaction to it was, it must be a slow day in journalism when you hear about things like this happening. I'm not trying to downplay what happened to the Irish troops over there. It's something to be taken seriously, but it's like going to work and you do some work. That's the story that's in that. And there's a lot been made out of it. But the Irish troops have great leadership, they have great training, and they have the protection they need in terms of the MOAG armoured personnel carriers, and they're well able to cope and deal with the situation as it evolves on the ground.
So just not to downplay this and to explain what you mean, Mark, to people, this obviously happens then more frequently. Is that...
Well, I had a nephew that was just after coming back from South Lebanon there recently, and it was when a lot of the unpleasantries out there had kicked off for a start, so there's a lot more going on compared to my own first trip out there in 1999. And when I went out there, I was a year to the day in the army that I flew out and indeed landed in Lebanon. But I mean, you're talking about a few war, or like 20 rounds were fired, and a lot of people at home would say, like, oh my God, you know, they were shot at. If the Israeli army wanted to hit, they'd shoot to hit. I mean, you've got those MOAG armored personnel carriers there, and they're a big bullseye, and none of them were hit. So if the Israeli army wanted to hit, they would have hit. And the army did exactly what it did do. I believe the Americans have coined it with heroic restraint. They didn't fire back, they didn't engage, they didn't... In terms of going through the rules of engagement, they didn't engage and they withdrew. They professionally withdrew. And when I was out there, this happened on, we would call that incident Tuesday morning. When I was out there, we quickly learned the difference between a sonic boom from an F-16 fighter jet breaking the sound barrier and, say, Echo 219, which was a 155mm artillery battery outpost that could reach anywhere in the area of operations and put one down your chimney at 27 kilometres. So we knew the difference between those two incidents happening in Lebanon. That's how used to it we were. We could tell... We could even tell the difference between different caliber machine guns firing by the noise they made.
Such as the frequency of this. Right. If that's the case, independent senator and former Defence Forces member Ger Crockwell is on the line. Does that mean, are we politicising this then, Gert?
Good morning. Hello to your listeners. Mark is 100% correct. This was what might be regarded as a fairly regular occurrence in peacekeeping missions. Really, from the political point of view, we need to put down the megaphone and pick up the telephone. This is a matter that should have been dealt with through diplomatic channels, a complaint to the Israeli authorities. I think, as Mark has pointed out there, what was probably happening, the patrol was going in a particular direction. The Israelis didn't want them to go any further. They fired a couple of shots 50, maybe 150 metres ahead of the patrol, which is their way of saying, please don't come any further. The patrol commander from the Irish side, they're highly experienced, highly professional soldiers, de-escalated the situation and nobody got hurt. Nobody was in direct line of fire yesterday. I think it's appalling that this story has been manufactured in this way to take the heat off the situation in the Air Corps, where we have a part-time Air Corps now with no air traffic controllers. There is simply deflecting the real problem.
But is it fair, Gerard, to say that's what this is? That it's a, you know, deflection away from, as you describe it, the real issues.
Absolutely, because listen, Andrea, as Mark has pointed out there, these are regular occurrences on peacekeeping missions. They, as Mark says, they can even tell the type of weapon they were fired from. But the key thing here is there are families in Galway whose loved ones are out there in the Lebanon now. And the last thing we need is somebody making something out to be worse than it actually is.
Do you agree with that, Tom Barry? Tom's a retired commandant with the Defence Forces.
Yeah, I certainly agree with the point that it's an everyday occurrence. You know, anybody that has served overseas, especially in a volatile environment like southern Lebanon, will know that, in particular, small arms fire. You know, it's not something that you would be concerned about as an officer. I would. The issue, I suppose, with reporting elements like this is that you generate fear for people that are at home, in particular those who have family members serving overseas.
But I suppose the fear has come, though, Tom, obviously, I mean, given what's happened in, you know, with the Israeli army, with Gaza, with Palestine over the past, what, year and a half, 2 years nearly coming up on at this stage. The fear is there anyway, is it not?
It is, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Everyone understands the environment that they're working in, including the soldiers themselves. They're trained to go out into an environment like that. All their risk assessments are done well in advance of going out. Nobody is under any illusion, including the families of soldiers that are serving out there. No one's under any illusion of what they're going to, that's what they're walking into. Whether it's deflecting from current issues, I think that is a political, that's for politicians to answer to, really. You know, from my perspective, looking at what's happening there, that is what you would say in the current climate, a daily occurrence, a small arms fire being fired across the border as a warning shot. They have process and procedure that they follow. They report it through the authorities. There's contact made through foreign affairs. You know, the reporting through the media, I don't think it's necessary. I think it creates a bit of fear.
I was reading earlier this morning the force commander, the UN interim force that's UNIFIL based in Lebanon, expected now to convey the government's anger and concern at this incident involving Irish peacekeepers directly to the IDF, the Israel Defence Forces. I want to bring in Ray Murphy for a moment. Ray's the professor at the Irish Centre for Human Rights in NUI Galway, too, also a former UN peacekeeper. Have you ever served in Lebanon, Ray?
Yeah, I served there on two missions back in the 1980s. Now, the situation has changed significantly, but the fundamentals remain much the same, especially dealing with incidents like this.
So does this mean, like, are we to take from this conversation today that, I mean, this nearly shouldn't make the news then, if it happens again? I mean, if it's happening as frequently as Tom and Mark have pointed out.
Yeah, I think it is important to highlight that the reckless nature of what happened. The Israeli forces fired at Irish and Lebanese armed forces on the ground in the south near the so-called blue line. Now, doing something like that is reckless. And, you know, you are potentially endangering the lives of the personnel involved. And it is important to protest that this is unacceptable. You know, UN peacekeepers are protected under international law. They have a particular mandate in accordance with the Security Council resolution. And the fact that it happens regularly, and in fact, probably the greatest threat comes from the armed, like Hezbollah and other armed groups in South Lebanon. The fact that it does occur on a regular basis doesn't mean that we shouldn't take issue with the Israelis for what happened. And I think it is. There's no way that the Israeli forces did not know that they were firing in the vicinity of Irish troops. And that I believe that part of the reason for that would be they would be all too well aware of Ireland's stance in relation to Gaza and other issues in the Middle East and the tense relations between Israel and Ireland right now. So if we just ignore it, we're essentially saying that it's acceptable, and it's not acceptable. So it is important to protest through the normal UN channels and indeed to the Israeli government itself.
I was listening to Taoiseach Simon Harris a little earlier today. He's going to instruct his officials to convey the Irish view, the Irish government's position, that the matter needs to be dealt with fairly urgently. What do you think should happen next year, Crockwell?
I think that there should be diplomatic contacts made through the UN with the Israeli authorities, and they be told that this is unacceptable behaviour. I think that's what Tom is saying, and that anytime that's happening, that's what should happen. We should be contacting the Israelis, but not through loudhailers. We should be doing it through diplomatic channels. That's the way it goes. We have to remember there are families whose loved ones are over there. Yes, they did take on the risk when they went over, and their families knew that. But we need very accurate reporting when situations like this arise. We don't need things to be hyped up. We don't need things to be, I suppose, made seem worse than they are. Okay. There seems to be an almost rush now to show that individuals have the greatest empathy for situations on the ground. The talk in Leinster House and some of the carry-on in Leinster House at the moment is putting Irish lives at more risk than anybody else. We need to tone down the rhetoric, and we need to start dealing things a little bit more realistically.
Independent Senator, former Defence Forces member Ger Crockwell, Mark Healy, Tom Barry and Ray Murphy from NUI Galway, Professor at the Irish Centre there for Human Rights. Thanks a million to you all for your time here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.